When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Prime.
That's not prime.
It is prime.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
I do like this one.
I heard it's tasty.
So they sent me their green one, which was like so fucking sweet. I threw the whole case away.
That's one of the biggest complaints about Prime for like adults who drink it.
For grown
like,
people.
This is like syrup.
Yeah. It literally, dog, was way too sweet. And then, but they sent me this one, which is still sweet, but it's, I don't mind it because it's only 10 calories and it is like 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is like.
Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. I was up till 8 a.m. the other day.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
We'll talk about that, too.
Let's fucking talk about it right now, dog.
Okay, so I'm very, very sensitive to caffeine, right? And I've been taking just like a shot of espresso in the morning when I do my 5-mile walk.
Yeah.
But I was doing that at the time when I was losing weight for the wedding, and now I'm just maintaining.
Okay.
So I was doing that plus kickboxing plus weight training. Well, take out kickboxing and weight training. Mm-hmm. It's just the walk. That caffeine, I had no fucking idea. Without that extra shit, was going to fuck me up. It was 2 a.m. wide awake, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. At 7 a.m., I just got into my car, started driving around.
Off of one shot of espresso?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm super caffeine sensitive, so I have to combat it with a lot of activity.
Right.
So I was just driving around at night because I couldn't sleep, scream. At a certain point, I was in the car, I just went, fuck! Because I was losing my mind.
So frustrated.
I was losing my mind, and I wrote a bunch of jokes on my phone. Yeah. None of them made sense. The next morning, none of it's funny. It's not funny at all.
The first time that ever happened. Well, let's talk about our food so we can eat it. So it doesn't.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, what do you have for us here?
California Fish Grill, classic place out in California. Yep. Everybody who wants like that seafood option, I think it's delicious. Super slept on. French fries, tartar sauce. Their fish and chips actually pretty fire. Rockfish and then brown rice on the side with some kale slaw.
Let's go. I brought you some. Seafood as well. Ooh. I was just kind of, you know, I've been eating pretty shitty lately. So
you want to bring me some pussy chips? Good God.
We'll talk about that. Disgusting. So I was like, let's get something fresh. So I haven't had fresh raw oysters in a long time. I got a dozen for each of us. If you feel like you want to go in.
Let me tell you something. I could eat 40,000 of these.
Okay. Thank goodness. Because I was like, should we split the dozen? I was like, I don't even know.
Wow.
I don't know if you get down like that, because I don't know if we've ever shared raw oysters.
Dude, we just killed all of Little Mermaid's friends.
Well, let's get it, kisty girl.
I thought you said tasty girl.
That too, tasty fish gal. That good old video game looking live action movie, man. wait, before we go there, we have other topics that we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Caffeine. The first time caffeine hit me crazy. When I realized that it hit me is I was like probably like 8 years old and I had gone to like a Thai, my parents had gone to like a karaoke thing with their old Thai homies and I probably killed like 3 fucking Coca-Cola cans, dog. And I was up at night and I didn't understand why I couldn't sleep and I was getting so frustrated and like almost damn near cried because I couldn't sleep.
That's me in the car screaming.
Damn, son.
And I couldn't figure it out.
That's crazy. Because
if I can figure it out, then there's like a peace of mind at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it hit me after I woke up at like 3 p.m. I went, oh, it was because I reduced my activity. And I used to drink caffeine a lot.
Yeah.
And I have insomnia with caffeine sensitivity. So there was a point I remember we were on JK News and I was drinking. What the fuck was I drinking? It was something with caffeine. I had no idea. And I was drinking it all the time. I couldn't sleep. And then Bart was like, bro, that has like 100 milligrams of caffeine. I'm like, yikes. What? And it was fucking me up. I didn't sleep for like a month.
Well, guess what I'm on now, dog? I'm up to like, remember how before we would shoot, when I had Veda, I would and I was like, bro, I'm sleepy when we would shoot when Foodie Calls. And I'm like, I drink coffee now. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And I would get like one little fucking, espresso oat milk situation from Starbucks, which has like two shots of espresso. Now, dog, with Q and Veda and trying to write this movie and trying to do other shit, I'm up to like 3 to 4 shots of espresso a day.
That's crazy. I so I'll give you a perspective, right? I had half of a 12-ounce cold brew, and I almost threw up from the caffeine.
Really?
My heart started beating out of my chest, and I started like walking, I was speed walking and shit.
Well, mind you, I pace myself. I'm kind of like sipping throughout the day.
Oh, you know I don't pace.
Yeah, I know you don't pace. So if I'm like, you know, if I'm feeling pretty groggy in the morning, like I was a little bit this morning because I was trying to write last night, I busted open one of these primes. And so I'm off that right now, right? And then by around 3, I'll probably start feeling sleepy again, a little tired. So that's when I'm like, okay, we got fucking 3 hours until we put these babies to sleep, 3-4 hours. And I want to be active. I want to be playing with my hyper-ass daughter. You know, I want to be aware of what's going on. So I'm like, I might order a little something from Starbucks. I might have some fucking Junbi matcha, you know, and...
You're going to die, dude. That is so much fucking caffeine.
I'm okay. I'm okay right now.
I don't know how you do it, but look, a lot of caffeine means you lose a lot of weight, I hear, because it gets your heart rate up.
I'm just on Ozempic.
Okay.
Is this a... What is this? Tartar sauce. Okay.
Tartar sauce.
Didn't give us some horseradish? Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. It's the tapatio and the lime is perfect.
Yes.
Oh, man. By the way, I remember when I was younger, I used to like be freaked out by oysters. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna eat this shit. It's creepy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, the fuck are you talking about? You eat oysters all the time. I was like, no, I don't. I was like, this kimchi I make all the time, you fucking down it. That's oysters. I had no idea. I was eating oysters my whole life.
Do you put kimchi and oysters in kimchi?
There's so many different variations of like kimchi, but there's like a kimchi where you put oysters in it and it's fucking delicious.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good.
That sounds bomb.
I'll bring some next time.
I'm glad I finally met your mom. So now I feel like if I'm actually in Sacramento, I won't feel bad eating all her food.
Oh, hey, you come, my dog. So Joe came to Sacramento, right? This woman, you would have thought this woman was going to jail. She made so much fucking, just like your mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your mom, when she cooked.
Michelada.
Oh my God. Hey, we're having a feast today, dude. I told this woman, I was like, hey, I ate so much food last night. Let's chill. We did not.
No, we're going healthy, dog. So I want to try. All right, if I'm out there, bro, I'm pulling up to your house. I want your mom to cook and I'm fucking eating everything, dog. I'm talking about give me the fucking kimchi with the oysters. Give me that beef stew that you hated growing up with all the organs or whatever in it.
Oh, you would love it.
Yeah, I know I would.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Oh, I hate it so much. Oh, hey, what's going on? We're having a fiesta
you
right
know what,
now.
Man? Look, I've been stressed lately, bro. Cheers.
This is stressed eating, I could tell.
Oh!
Dos Equis Michelada. Hey, sponsor us. This is fire.
Pop in?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah, brother. Do it, dog.
Wow. For our audio listeners, I have the Dos Equis Michelada, and I'm taking some of the lime from the oysters that we got and putting it in there.
Did you wipe this part so you make sure the rat droppings don't kill you? You ever heard that shit?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought everybody. Cheers.
No, and I just already drank it.
Okay, well. Oh, yes, sir. That's great.
Hey, man. That's fucking fantastic.
So, years ago, when I was a little kid, or I don't know, I forget when I heard this shit, but there was that rumor that, like, you know, some lady, she drank from a can of soda, and because of the way they stored it, some fucking bacteria from the rat feces got on the top, and it killed her, and it made her really sick, or whatever the fucking rumor was. And I was getting a cut from Sergio one time, and I got him a drink, and we both wiped it. And I was like, yeah, you don't want those rat droppings. And he started cracking up because he had heard the same shit.
Oh, well, rats can give, you know, bubonic plague, leptospirosis, all this other stuff from their feces. But I'll tell you this. If you guys don't know, when you have your food processed or any fire, huh? Crunchy as shit. There's a certain amount of, like, bacteria, rat droppings, or whatever that's allowed in your food that won't get you sick. So you've probably already eaten a little bit of rat crap, but it's not enough to make you sick or hurt you. So
rat crap sounds like it could be, like, a Thai game. just now play some rat crap with my dad.
I had a dude come through the place, and I gave him that little rat crap.
Rat crap.
All right, no, hold on. I know there's other stuff we want to talk about, but we do have to talk about this.
What?
Because I was shook.
What
the fuck is with that? You said it was a Toronto accent.
Oh, the Toronto accent.
Who is that girl? And what was going on?
Yo, fam, you never heard the Toronto accent, fam? Yo, you have me cheese right now, fam.
Are you having a stroke? What the fuck is happening, dude?
Yo, fam, so the Toronto accent, I thought you heard it before, fam.
All I know is don't ya know.
No, no, that's Minnesota. I'm talking about Toronto.
I don't know.
So I have bear manned him. I have bear manned him in Toronto, fam. So they taught me some of the lingo, you know?
What the fuck is a bear manned him?
So bear means like you have a lot. So I have bear food right now, fam.
But that's the opposite of what bear means. It means nothing. There's nothing there.
No, but this is bear. So if you have, yo, fam, I have bear tings reaching tonight, fam. That means you have a lot of girls coming through tonight.
I'm having a stroke right now.
I don't know. I can't. You've never heard this accent?
I don't know anybody from Toronto, really. But the one guy that I do know that's from there doesn't talk like that. He doesn't talk like that at all.
But just like people always make fun of Drake because like they always say he switches because, you know, Drake's a Toronto man. But like they'll say like he'll fucking switch up and. But like so all the younger or the youths.
What is this?
Ceviche.
Oh.
Shrimp ceviche. All the youths, which is the young men and women that
oh
I know.
Oh, my God. You just blew my fucking mind right now. So when she was saying, what the fuck she was saying? She said the word ute.
Yeah, ute.
And I didn't know what ute was. I was like, is that an instrument? What is this?
Ute is like you're a young man or woman.
Oh, youth. She's saying youth.
Yeah, ute.
Oh, my God. Let me say, that girl is R word, dude. I don't get it.
Bro, that's just a super Toronto accent.
But she's extreme though, right?
She's very, that's super Toronto.
Okay, right? Okay.
So it's like, for example, Chia's cousin from Toronto grew up out there. They don't talk like that at all.
Okay. But
it's a very like, you know how, for example, if you could, it's comparable to nowadays, like, today all the kids are like, bruh, no, like everyone says bruh, like it's kind of like a very, consistent tone that all the kids have today, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, bruh, that's bussin', bruh. Like, and it's almost like they all kind of talk the same.
Yeah.
All the youngins in Toronto talk like that, fam. And it's like,
wow.
And then the youths in London will say that Toronto is ripping off London slang, but it's all kind of an amalgamation of like, Caribbean slang, Jamaican slang, because there's like a huge Caribbean Jamaican community in Toronto as well as London.
So when she was saying, if you leave your moms in the hood, you better go smoke that ute. She was saying you should go kill that guy.
I don't know if she was necessarily saying, I gotta watch it again.
Because if you smoke somebody, that means you're killing them. Like you're shooting them up.
I do believe, yeah.
But maybe it's different in her language.
I gotta watch it again. I don't know. I don't think she was saying kill that dude. But
she says smoke that ute. And so I was like, oh, is that like weed?
Yeah. Ute is like young guy. But it's a very, so this is like hyper Toronto accent. So all my homies from Toronto, Trey and Jay, who else?
Like, they don't talk like that though.
They do when they're around their like peoples, okay. You know. And fucking the first people that really put me onto that was Trey and Jay, fucking Just Rain, Winnie Harlow. Like when I was out there with all of them,
Jack Harlow's sister. Who's that?
Winnie Harlow, the model that has the vitiligo.
Oh, she's really pretty.
Yeah. So she's also a Toronto girl. I would be out there kicking it with them, and they would put me on there like, okay, man them, that's the homies. Boy them, that's police. So be like, yo, boy them, like look like they are coming or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Reach, are you reaching? Is like, are you coming through tonight?
That's not what I thought it meant at all.
Yeah.
I thought just like you're being ridiculous.
No, reach, are you reaching? And then oh, you're cheesing me right now. It's like you're making me mad. Like, I was
Cheesing is mad? That means happy. You're smiling.
No, you're cheesing me, fam.
Hey, let me tell you. People from Toronto, you need to get your shit together. All right? So when somebody goes, smile, and the kid goes, cheese, you go, he's angry.
Well, hey, that is slang in itself. Like we say, that's a bad bitch. Those are two negative words.
All right. Yeah, you got me. You're right. You're right.
Or this is bomb. Bomb is not a good thing.
Hey, depending on where you're from. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is true. How are you liking your fresh oysters?
There's so many good things I'm eating right now.
I know.
I'm like very, very happy.
Isn't it great?
I had a little bit of little fried fish, a little rockfish, a little kale salad, a little bit of this oyster. I'm going to eat so much, I'm going to throw up.
No, 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 no. Pace yourself, David Soul.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, fuck it, dog. You got married.
I know.
You had a, you know, like, I don't really have any responsibilities right now. So we just, you know, I would like to still keep it tight, you know.
I'll work on that tomorrow. I got kickboxing tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck it, dog. Fuck it. I'm been trying to find time to really link up with my trainer again, but man, two babies is different, bro. It's like you really.
I say wait. Well, wait till the baby's like a few more months. You know what I mean?
To do what?
You know, it's a little more self. You know, autonomous or some shit.
Well, he can finally. Q can finally like sit up on his own. Like he can just sit.
Now he's not just.
Yeah, game changer, dog.
They look like fucking Mortal Kombat characters. Like, you know, they're just like swaying. That little tummy time.
It's been so long since I've had just fresh oysters, bro, because, like...
It's so good.
She don't get down like that. Oh, so it's like...
Trash.
Mm-hmm. So, and, like, I don't just go out to eat with the homies anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't just be at places.
I mean, that's, like, a whole ordeal now. Like, mm-hmm. all my friends, too, when they hang out. Like, I understand once you guys have kids, it's like, I'd rather just go to your house and order food because it's just more comfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we start going out, we got to watch the kids. I'll watch the kids because I'm nervous. You know what I mean? And I feel bad because you guys aren't eating. So it's like, give me the kids. You guys eat. But it's better if it's just at the house. Tell them to do something, eat and chill. It's just a better time.
But I told Chia, like, hey, David, you know, now that he's stress-free from the wedding, he mentioned that he wants to get together with me and just eat and drink some good food when we're not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's in the atmosphere. Look, me and David are going to get together sometime to eat, all right?
We just need to.
So take care of these goddamn babies.
Before we have a third one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and shout out to all the fans that have been trying to keep me in check, because on the last episode we mentioned that, like, yo, guys, bug me about this script. A lot of y'all been in my DMs, in my comments, and it does help. Like, I'll be scrolling up and they're like, haha, that's funny, Tim. What's up with that script, though? I'm like, you're right. Close my laptop or open my laptop. Put my phone down. All right, cool, cool, cool.
You're right. Close your laptop.
You're right. Take a nap.
You're right. Fuck you guys. Just close it.
Who are you? Who are you to tell me?
You're right. Don't fucking talk to me that way, you stupid bitches.
But never mind that deadline I gave myself of like the 17th. Not gonna happen. We gonna bump it up to November 30th.
It's
right?
Holidays and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got and so much shit coming out.
November 30th is Steve Aoki's birthday. And y'all don't know this yet, but that kind of ties into the movie I'm writing. So symbolically, I'm gonna go for November 30th, all right?
Steve Aoki, how old is he now?
Shit, I don't know. He looks great, though.
He looks like he makes samurai swords for a living.
Man, he looks just like he was just... Like, he could be, like, immortal. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's been around for a while. So, Smoke, I'm very happy you explained this to me. Because when I was watching that shit, I was so fucking confused. Because I didn't know if it was, like, a sketch.
So, I saw your fucking, I can't get out of Toronto. And now I'm, like, I feel like I'm in fucking Toronto slang mode right now. So, I'm, like, I saw your story and, But yeah, I saw your story where you were like, is this girl an NPC or something? Yeah. I forgot what you said.
I thought it was like AI or something.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, he don't know. That's why I was like, that is Toronto slang, my guy.
A lot of people didn't understand what was happening. They're like, what is this? I was like, I don't know.
You know, I'm just a very worldly, cultured person. I'm in tune with a lot of different things.
Well, I'm a smoke that ute. All right? If you would leave your moms in the hood, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you having a stroke?
I'm going to send you some videos later of like... full effect Toronto accent, and we'll be right back right after this message. Hey y'all, it's Tim
and David,
and if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. Do you find that accent attractive?
I think it's cute.
Like, I'm talking about to that extent.
That is kind of hardcore. I think once you get hardcore with any accent, it's a little much. Like, it's a little aggressive.
Yeah, because there's definitely like a hood LA accent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, park the car outside.
Yeah, like that shit. You know what I mean? So I hear that, and I don't find that, like, normal either, you know?
And here's what's funny is Chia... Now, I don't, you know, I know that it'll come out sometimes when I'm speaking, right? Mm-hmm. But she was like, oh, no, when you're, like, talking to your friends or whatever, or, like, talking to Rick, she's like, you have that L.A. shit. It comes out, you know?
And
like,
same here.
Yeah.
Mario literally just said that to me the other day.
Really?
She goes, because, you know, I did that video about that friend that code switches really hard, right?
Mm.
And she goes, you kind of do that, too. I was like, well, we all do. Right. Like, we speak a certain way that we're comfortable with, and then over time— when we start navigating different circles, we start switching up the way we speak.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's pretty normal. I think it's just like the extreme. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, because like that whole code switching thing, like I think sometimes people misinterpret it. It's like, well, don't every all of us? Like, yeah, all of us do, 100%. I'm talking about like ridiculous people. Right. You know what I mean? Like you see somebody from, I don't know, Germany, and all of a sudden you're like, Sherman? You speak Sherman?
Bro.
You know?
I mean, it happens. And even as far as like, when you are around a lot of people with a certain accent, like when I would go to New York for like a month,
switches up, huh?
For a while and out, yeah, no, I would be talking to people like, all right, yo, so what should we like? Oh yeah, no, I'm in New York right now, like you know, I'm trying to like the slight New York would come out, right? Like, what are you talking about? That type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's just when you're constantly around the people with New York accents, you're gonna start to New York a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did a song with Dumb. Called What Do I Have to Do? And I didn't realize how LA-ish. I think there's a part where I'm talking and I'm like, yo, you know, I've been doing this for like 15 years. And I said, and when I listen to it now, I'm like, oh, the way I say years is super LA.
Yeah, you know?
And but when we're recording it, I was just talking, right? And then I hear it back and I'm like, oh, years.
Yeah.
Sounds and the way, you know, when me and Rick will be speaking and we're like, yo, you know, oh no, that's weird. And when you hear like other like LA people talk, you're like, oh, we say a very specific weird.
You know what's something I used to say all the time that I cut out of my lingo because it used to bother me?
Hmm.
I used to say you feel me a lot.
Okay.
And that shit used to piss me off. Because I didn't realize how much I said it. It would be like a period at the end of a sentence. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I still, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I took half of it out. But it's just like you said it so much as a kid, it just doesn't go away.
One of my New Year's resolutions for years now has been to stop saying, you know what I'm saying, so much.
It's hard.
And it's kind of like, you know, for me, it's almost like a...
it's a filler.
An yeah, yeah. When you don't want to say and you're like, yeah, or... Sometimes it's I don't know, it's helpful.
One of the best things I heard from somebody who was like a linguist, they go, you know, people say, you know, filler words like that because you guys always feel like you have to fill a silence.
Mm.
And sometimes you could just take a pause,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so when people prattle off words, they feel like there's an awkward break, so they just want to fill it with something.
Right.
But if you just slow the pace down and then you take a pause, it's okay.
For sure, though, you know what I'm saying, it's come out more if I'm, like, a little nervous about something.
Yep.
I actually have a goodie shirt dropping in December where it just says, no, I'm saying.
Natandat.
What's that?
It's, like, southern version of it. So the dude I knew, he used to always say, Natandat.
What?
It's like, know what I'm talking about? He goes, Natandat. I'm like, what? He's like, it's like a southern thing.
That's weird.
From the south. But fill me in. But he was, like, from, like, the south.
Mm-hmm.
I met him in college. This dude would be like, Natamdat.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck did you
say? You mean know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but it's Natamdat.
Huh.
Yeah, weird. It's like a joke or something.
Hmm.
Oh.
Huh.
We're learning new things every day, man.
You ever had a shellfish allergy?
No, and I refuse to. I don't care. I love seafood.
As do I.
Pork, beef, chicken, I'll give it all up. If I could still eat seafood.
You've said that.
There's no fucking way that I'm giving up seafood. I love fish. I love shrimp. I love clams, scallops, sushi, oysters. Actually, I'll eat a beluga whale.
You talking my language right now, fool.
You're talking my language.
I definitely would love to try, like, you know, in Alaska to get down on, like, some, like, fucking whale blubber and shit.
I don't know about that.
You just said you would eat a beluga whale.
I was joking, dude.
Come on.
I would eat the meat, but the blubber, they eat raw. Like, the whale fat, they eat raw.
They put on, like, a cracker? Like, it's fucking...
They just eat it. I went this down this rabbit hole of, like Inuit food.
Yeah.
And, you know, to each their own is what they grew up with, but they'll eat, like raw blubber. And it's kind of, like, snappy or some shit, and they just eat it with, like, a cracker or...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Trippy as
like
fuck.
Like a pate.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm interested. I mean, we're eating some very gushy oysters right now, you know? A lot of people can't get past that texture of a raw oyster, but I fuck with it, dog.
It just has the beautiful taste of the ocean, though.
Well, I would love to try some blubber. And as you know, I enjoy BBWs as well, so...
You enjoy all types of BBWs, man.
I was going to say this. Some people develop seafood allergies when they hit the age of like 25.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that shit, right? That would make me so sad.
I had a cat allergy at like the age of 20.
Oh, so you had to stop eating them. That's sucks, man.
I was so mad. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch Garfield. Yeah. I was like, them.
Yo, dog.
See, that's a very good cat eating joke right there, dude. Very fucking good.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes I'd be seeing like those like cat jokes. You know, like, it's always on hood ass videos. It's like, no, that's not even creative, man.
Look, the like I agree. I don't mind racial jokes as long as they're creative.
Yeah, they have to be funny.
Instagram comments and you know, it's probably because all the jokes are coming from either 15-year-olds.
Old ass people, or
people that just they think they're funny. So you know the most obvious shit is like, you know, they get a little laugh or whatever. But it's like all the jokes. You know, of course, whenever there's an Asian something, it's always like, oh nah, they back there grilling up whatever, and it's like, oh, so annoying. Just like this, and on the same token, the way like fried chicken jokes just aren't funny anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they're not funny anymore because. Maybe we found them funny because we were fucking dumbass kids back then.
Yeah, you know?
I definitely did some old YouTube videos where I made dog eating jokes about like, you know, I was trying to be like, oh, I'm making fun of the stereotype. But I went back and privated that shit because I was like, you know what? I'm over that shit. And I did like some fried chicken jokes with Rick. And I'm like, you know what? I'm over this shit now.
If I had to go back and look at all my videos, I would private everything. And so I can't do it. You know, because it's just like it was funny to me at the time and it's not funny now at all.
Bro, you haven't done like a sweep and like gone back and private shit? Mm-mm. No.
I've definitely had a few things that I was like, in today's society, people probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
But if somebody brought it up to me and they're like, what about this? I'd be like, yeah, at the time it was acceptable. And nobody complained. Mm-hmm. It's offensive to you now because shit's different. Mm-hmm. Right. And we all change.
I feel that. I've definitely gone back and, you know, because of the change of times and just the change of everything, I've gone back. I've done a sweep of everything that I could possibly think of. And not even that I was saying no reckless shit, but, you know, there was a time on Twitter where tweeting was kind of just saying reckless shit just to be fucking...
Reckless.
Just to be reckless, you know? Just to see what you could say that would make people go, oh, what the fuck, you know? And so... That is not what Twitter is nowadays. That's not what the internet really is anymore. Except for my algorithm on Instagram is kind of crazy.
Hey, look, I think you fucked up my algorithm. I think you fucked up my... Dog, I get stuff now where the video is something ridiculous. And I'm like, the person itself is... You know, look, I'm not saying I'm a prize myself, but it's like somebody who looks really weird. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why the video is popular is because of the comments. And that's all I get. And dog, you think I'm a vicious person? There are comments. I would never say that. You know?
Bruh. My algorithm is so weird and so funny. But like, it's to the point where, you know, I share a lot of it that like the shit that pops in my algorithm, I'm like, this is so funny. And some of it is like, this is weird, but I'm gonna share it just to see who follows me, fucks with this. And then there's that next level where it's like, I can only send this to Rick so Rick can laugh. And then I'll send it to David so David can be like, what the fuck is this?
This fool? This whole week, he has been bombarding me with cringy shit. And he knows I have the hardest time watching cringy stuff. Because if I put myself in their shoes and it hurts me. And sometimes he'll send me stuff. And I'll just write back to him. I'm not Rick. I was like, this is Rick stuff, dude. It's like, it's cringy as fuck. It physically hurts me. Video that he sent me was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. It was that kid with the braces in his room that was dirty as fuck going to watch the movie premiere. Doc, that lives in my head rent free.
How about the Asian stand-up comedian?
No!
There is this. So Rick follows this Asian woman, stand-up comedian. And, you know, she's kind of bobby, but, like, you know, she kind of understands how you might put a joke together, okay? Like, she does a lot of, like, open mic night stand-up shit because she has a lot of clips. And, but she posts all her fucking, the jokes that don't hit, and she'll post them like she's proud of them, you know what I'm saying? And you hear the fucking awkward dead silence in the room when she's trying these jokes out, and they're so bad. It's so uncomfortable.
The worst part was that video became worse to me because I started giving her the benefit of the doubt. It's like, oh, she knows that this is a character. She doesn't. She's posting because she thinks she just did a bomb-ass set.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking fire.
It's hard to watch, but you know me, dog. I love it.
And I'm telling you, the crowd that she's in, they're very nice. Like, they're trying to, you know, they're being supportive of her. Right, because obviously English isn't her first language, so they're being supportive, but even then it's hard for them.
I think also she goes to like a consistent spot because I always hear the same guy kind of like introducing her, talking to her and stuff like that. And oh man, it's just, I wish I could think of an example right now, but it's so bad.
Dude, there's some other YouTubers that's doing stand-up and I just watch them and it hurts me too. It hurts me because I'm not rooting for their downfall, yeah. But it's like you posted this because you thought this was good. And you even hear in the crowd, people aren't laughing. Why would you post this?
It's rough, man. It's like, it's kind of like I feel the same way about when people post their beginning boxing training videos. I'm like, why even post this? You know you look stupid right now. Or maybe that's why they post it, to show the progression.
No, they don't know they look stupid.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Yeah.
I wish it was the latter, right? Where it's like, oh, I want to show how shitty I am so you can see how much I'm improving. But I feel like every time someone posts one of those videos, it's because they think they look dope. Yeah. And it's always super sloppy. It's never good.
That's like for me, when I posted my first videos, it was always like, hey, like you guys are out of shape like me. We're all starting this shit. We all got to start somewhere. Let's try and get better. You know, but I see the other end. It's like, who wants these hands? It's like, yo,
oh, God.
What's wrong with you, man? Like, that's fucking crazy. Don't say that.
Man, I do the opposite. I fucking reverse psychology people, all right? So, like, I had a little boxing training video, and I was like, I think I look kind of cool doing this shit. But I would just post it on my story, and I was like, and I put, LOL, trying to do this boxing shit. I know I'm sloppy or some shit like that, where I know I look like I kind of know what I'm doing, and I'm kind of, like, baiting people to be like, nah, man, you killing this shit. I'm like, yes, I know that.
This guy, he loves verbal affirmation, dude.
I need it to survive.
This guy loves that shit, dude. There was this video I posted of me and my boxing coach at the time. Yeah. It was just us hitting pads. And this guy was giving me all these types of advice, and it was just completely wrong advice. And, you know, once you start boxing and kickboxing for a while, like, pad works don't mean nothing. It's only like a glimpse of what somebody can actually. I know people who are terrible at pad work, but they could box like a motherfucker. They could fight because they got that dog in them, you know? And so there's a dude that wrote, he was like, dude, you got to fucking tell your coach, like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And I like clicked on his shit and he boxes. Mm. And I don't ever do this, but then I was just on one that day. Mm. And I sent him the boxing gym address. I tagged my coach and he was like, come get that work. That's what my coach wrote. I was like, hey, you can come in, sign these papers, and then you can come in and box me and show me what I'm doing wrong. And the dude all of a sudden switches up and he goes like, well, you lucky because I just had a terrible accident a month ago. Oh my God, dog. What is this?
You always trying to fight somebody.
No, I don't like it. Look, like I said, you could disrespect me, but that's that guy's living. You know what I mean? Mm. And also too, guy's a fucking well-known professional fighter. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the guy's a monster and a beast.
Yeah.
I'm not a great fighter, but I'm not scared. So it's like, if you could show me something, come to this gym and beat my fucking ass then. Mm-hmm. I would never say that to somebody who's actually good.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to spar for an episode of When Foodie Calls.
No, I don't like sparring. It's painful. I do it very light now.
Then we just got to fight.
No! I don't want to fight.
All right, we're going to thumb wrestle and we'll be right back after this. Ad readings.
Would you actually, okay, what is a situation if somebody came up to you that you would throw down? Because for me, it's very rare. I can't even, it would be something very extreme.
If somebody physically disrespected Chia in front of my face, like grabbed Chia's ass, I'd have to fucking swing on somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, because like, I would just have to. If someone like verbally disrespected Chia, then okay, like let's fucking, then I'll just like.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, I'll just fucking roast them or something, yeah. Right? Talk shit. Like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Someone physically disrespected Chia, I would have to swing on somebody. Or shoot them, you know?
Or like attach your kids.
Yeah, or my babies, of course.
Like a certain level of danger.
Yeah.
Because, words aren't enough. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody just, like, stepping in my face is not enough. Like, it has to be something, like, where there's imminent danger or mm-hmm. I can't run, right? Because I know a lot of people say this, like, oh, you're going to run like a bitch because you talk all this shit. It's like, yeah, because my life is important. I don't know if that person has a gun. I don't know any of that mm-hmm. shit. I'm scared. I'm a scaredy cat, dude.
And it's not even a matter of running. It's like you said, it's not worth it. You know,
for your dad, man.
Exactly. For me now, it's like, is it worth sacrificing my life, getting hurt, and not being able to be there for my babies?
Dude, there's this video where there's a guy in this video that actually trains at the gym that I used to train at. Mm. This is guy, they're fighting in a parking lot, but this guy's an MMA fighter.
Oh, the guy comes after him with a knife?
No, it was the one that where he was like, oh, I did see that one though. We'll talk about that too. But this guy walks up and this guy's beating the shit. He's throwing low kicks at him. And all of a sudden, the other guy has a homie who's like an OG. Mm. The guy walks up, and you could tell Cholo, thick ass jeans, long ass tee, starts taking his shit off, takes a puff of his cigarette, throws it. And then the other homie's like, don't do it, OG! Don't do it, OG!
Wow.
Fucking knocks the guy out. OG gets knocked out, hits his head on the concrete. It's like, yo, was it worth it, man?
Oh, the OG got knocked out.
Yeah, he got knocked out. Because the other guy's an MMA fighter.
Damn, that's tough.
And the other guy who's an MMA fighter, he's small. But he's a trained fighter.
Dang.
And watching that guy get knocked out was bad. I'm like, don't do it. And even his homie was like, don't do it. Don't do it, OG.
Yikes. You know me, man. Look, I'm I ain't no bitch. And I'm if it came down to it, I'm fighting as dirty as I need to.
Yeah, because it's a street fight, dude.
Yes, bro. I'm fucking poking eyeballs. I'm twisting dicks off.
I'm breaking chair legs. Whatever the fuck it is, I got to survive.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, like, people have this, like, romanticized version of what it is to, like, survive. And it's like, you know, you kind of grow up in a bad neighborhood, and there's no rules. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. So when they tell people, like, oh, he shouldn't have done that in a street fight, there's no rules, guy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally no rules. Just don't fight.
Fight like a man.
Fight like, I'm not going to. I'm going to break this chair leg and I'm going to stick it up your butt.
Yes, please. I want it.
He's just like, I was waiting for you to say that the whole time with this michelada.
Dog, I would take an elote and just launch it into someone's eye, dog.
If you guys don't know what that reference is. Oh, shit. Tim has an elote. That's what you're known for?
I just keep him on deck in a cooler.
Oh, I just pictured you in Paramount, like a fight's breaking down. Oh, shit, he's here. This fuck got two elotes.
Wait. Let me drive around trying to find an elote, man. I got you.
Hey, you fucked up. I'm getting my elotes.
Bro, at Paramount, so there was a big, like, race riot the year before I went there.
Yo, what is that shit in our era, the race riots?
Well, that's what's fucked up, right? I half joke about this where before I went to Paramount, they told me there was a big like race fight. The blacks and the Mexicans all were fighting. And then the year after I graduated, huge race fight as well. And I always joke, I'm like, man, I was the only one keeping the peace up there. Everybody loved me together, and that kept them at peace.
They couldn't figure out what you were, that's why. Is he fucking Mexican or Asian? We don't know yet. Let him go.
But yeah, man, it was crazy. I just remember the year after I graduated, that summer, they were talking about, like, you know, tall white tees. Once you had your crispy white tee, it was like, you know, you had to keep that shit pristine, right?
And with the Air Force Ones?
Something happened where, and I heard this story where they were in line. It was like some Mexican dudes and some black dudes were in line, and Paramount during lunch they used to sell these little like these little red Slurpees, these little Icies, and I guess they were arguing and someone threw red Slurpee all over a crispy white tea. Dog.
Híjole de la chingada.
Ah, Santa Maria y Jose. Yeah. So everyone started fighting, and then fucking everybody just started fighting. And apparently there was like some shit during a school assembly where like the black girls were getting into it with the cholas. Fucking hoop earrings were getting ripped out everywhere. It was crazy.
Dog, I remember this fight in high school. There was this girl, she was super nice to me. Mm-hmm. But she does have a temper and she's strong as fuck. Mm-hmm. This bitch could do like flares. Like out of nowhere. She wasn't like a B-boy. She just wanted to try it out because the other B-boys were doing it.
And she was good?
And she could just do flares. That's how physically strong she was. Mm-hmm. But it was after school. And she got into a fight with another girl that's way bigger, right? Mm-hmm. But this girl can fucking scrap. So I just remember being in the dining hall area. They started scrapping. The big girl ducked. This bitch punched her fist through a fucking glass window.
Oh, God.
Shattered that whole shit and just started missed. The girl stopped. She's like, what the fuck? And then she started wailing on her ass, dog. That girl was a fucking fighter, man. She was super nice to me. I don't know why. I think she just saw the innocence in my eyes. But she was always sweet to me. Maybe she liked me. I don't know.
You should have smashed, bro.
I couldn't. She scared me. My penis wouldn't get hard.
There was a, at Paramount, there was a street right before the school called, it was 2nd Street. It was 2nd Street. And for some reason, that was the area that like people would always fight, especially girls. Girls love to fucking fight on 2nd Street. I just remember specifically like cholas always being like, 2nd Street after school, full 2nd Street. They would always go there to fight. And you would be walking home from school and you would just see like, fucking hair extensions on the ground from like shit getting ripped out from mm-hmm. girls just fighting all the time. Huh, good
time.
Remember
that time when this girl, stupid, she tried to take off her fucking hoodie.
Yeah.
The other girl didn't give a fuck. Grabbed that shit, covered her head, started binking her on top of the head. I was like, dude, why did you do that? You should have just started scrapping. But this is what I mean. There's no rules to fighting.
I threw a birthday party at my house when I was like 19. And my parents were really cool about it. They went to a hotel for the night and let me kind of have the house, right?
Wow, that's so cool of them. You have some cool-ass parents.
I know. They're fucking really cool. I think when it comes down to me having, like, just, like, being social and shit, they're like, hey, yeah, go have fun with your friends, right?
I'm going to bang your mom.
Oh, God. Fucking your mom. And,
your dad's a pastor, right?
There were also these, hey, your dad's a Thai food owner, right? There were these policemen that used to come and eat at Thai Smile all the time. And so they were kind of cool with my dad. So one night when it was around time for my birthday party, my dad was like, hey, so my son's going to be throwing a birthday party. We live on whatever street. If y'all could just kind of keep that in mind and you know, and relax. Mm-hmm. Police did not come at all that night. So,
wow.
So anyways, there was a girl that Rick knew who fucking, I don't know if it was a setup or what, but she got jumped by like three other girls in front of my house. It was so sad. It's like, you know, and then as men, you know, you kind of let it happen for like a couple minutes before you.
Well, because it might be hot.
Yeah, like a titty might pop out.
Yeah, you don't know. And it does happen sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like 70% of the time. It's pretty sweet.
Dude, that.
Me and Rick one time almost like got a little.
You and Rick?
Almost one time. It, like, it was barely there. Like, I forgot we were on set for some skit. I think we're at this YouTuber named David Spades.
David Spade.
No, David Spates. Oh. Why did I get that confused? David Spates. We're at his house shooting a little skit, and something happened. I forget. All I remember is like feeling like Rick shoved me a little bit, so I like shoved him back.
Uh-oh.
And
And then we both kind of like stopped and chilled, you know, because first of all, what the fuck was I thinking? Rick would have destroyed me.
Rick and Box do, by the way.
Yeah, Rick and Box.
It's not a good idea.
He's strong as shit and he's fast, bro. And big old dick. Like crazy.
Well, he's soccer just stepping with his dick.
But yeah, that's like the closest. Last time I actually ever got into a fight, man. Gee, I don't know if I've ever been in a fight,
it's
to be honest.
Pointless, man.
Probably like third grade, dog.
When I was a little kid, because I was like such a Christian little boy,
yeah.
Whenever I would get in a fight because I used to get bullied a lot, I would cry after.
Aww.
Because I felt so bad for hitting somebody because I felt I was going to hell.
You know what? It's cool how Christianity works like that, right?
Just gave
make
me guilt.
Makes that guilt.
I felt bad. I remember when the first time I said the F word.
Yeah.
I cried.
Did you?
Because I felt like God was dragging me to hell. Or like Satan was dragging me.
There was I think I've talked about this before, where me and my girlfriend when I was 15, we would go down on each other before youth group.
Tight.
We'd go to her house.
For the Lord!
We'd go to her house, go down on each other before youth group, but we were still pretty going to church pretty consistently. And I remember one time specifically, you know, she got her little nut and then like immediately grabbed me, turned around, she's like, "We have to pray. We have to pray for forgiveness right now." And I was like, "Okay, but my turn. Can we pray after my nut?"
Yeah, but I don't have to pray because I didn't nut yet.
Yeah, exactly. You're the sinner, bitch.
So if you want us to pray together, you must you must do the Lord's duty. Hey, please. Do you remember what it felt like getting your first blowjob?
I do.
Mine was not great.
No?
It was a lot of teeth. And I didn't like it. I was very like, whoa, somebody's sucking my dick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, is this supposed to hurt this much? Because it kind of hurts.
You know, it's a learning process for everybody. I remember thinking.
Great.
You know, it wasn't even, my first one wasn't even too toothy. She had braces, but she was able to kind of like manage that. And it got good kind of fast. Like after a first couple times, I think, you know, and we were both really eager to please each other. I think when I first went down, you know, like I said, I was like 15. I had no idea where to go. I was like probably mainly in the pubes. I stayed puby area, just not knowing what I was doing.
Of course. I mean, how would you? We didn't have the internet like these kids do nowadays.
Yeah.
Suddenly you guys are experts of the clitoris.
Yeah. I really had to like do my actual like internet research and read up on it to get good. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of, worst video I forgot that he actually sent me was the fucking virgin talk.
What? Which stop? Which one is it?
The two fucking virgins sitting across each other, and he's like,
"Oh,
dude!" I literally just gripped my thigh because it hurts.
Yeah, I sent David a very cringy.
Oh.
It was one of these. You know, if you've ever seen a clip from Cut YouTube channel where they do Truth or Drink. Two people sit across from each other. They play Truth or Dare, Truth or Drink. And they did an episode where it's two virgins playing Truth or Drink with each other. And the guy's like, the question is like, what's the farthest you've gone? And the girl's like, oh, I don't know, maybe just a little like touching, you know, maybe like a little touching. And the dude, very awkward, but he's like a very like, is oblivious to his awkwardness. So he's like, oh, a little this, just a little this. He starts cracking up.
His laugh was what I just did right now.
She's like, how about you? And he's like, oh, I got my dick sucked.
Oh, I don't know what to say to that.
And then very awkward laugh, do it again. Yeah, it's all bad.
I'm surprised that it's real. Like, yeah. This is a real person.
Isn't that wild?
It's just wild. I just, like, when we watch TV shows, right, there are people that they write that are like this. But it must come from real experience because they really exist.
Yeah.
And the internet has showed me that. Like, whoa, I probably could see this guy in a sitcom.
So now that I follow all these cringe accounts and now that the cringe accounts are kind of in my algorithm, there's so much where like I'll send Rick and we're like, wow, people like this really exist. And we're like, how awesome.
And, you know, can I say this too? It's not like all of us didn't have our cringy stage, you know? My cringy stage lasted a very long time, but I, you know, slowly got better every time I did like a social faux pas, right?
Yeah.
I got better and better and better, and then it's like, oh, I'll slip up here and there because I'm not thinking about shit. But as you get older, you get better at it. And then it just never happened for them.
You know, I think some people just, there's a lot of, they lack the just self-awareness and the, they just don't know how they're coming across. And maybe they don't care. And maybe there's something admirable about that.
Hey, man, look, also, if you're happy, you're happy. I get it. You're not hurting anybody. Exactly. You're just hurting me because I have to watch it.
But if it's, look, you live your best awkward life.
Yeah, man.
But if it's popping up on my algorithm, ooh, I'm cringing and laughing and loving every minute of it.
I don't understand why. That shit ruined my whole night.
I don't know. Look, me and Rick have always kind of shared this love for cringe awkwardness. Like, it would be shit where, you know, where, for example, and it's kind of manifested itself in our creative process, because we'll do sketches where the jokes are awkward on purpose or like lame on purpose, and people don't understand that, and they see it and they're like, oh, this is corny. I'm like, oh, we're doing it on purpose, you idiot.
Yeah.
But like, you know, because we like that shit, we think it's so funny. Man, I don't know, it just makes me like, I love the feeling. I call it what do I call it? Anyways, it makes me happy.
Have you ever had a dreams? When you do that.
I just love it.
You're terrible. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Cringy Dudes Behind the Foods.
Yeah.
You could catch us on all platforms. If you like the show, write, comment, subscribe, get those numbers up even higher. It does decent, but we could do better because we need more ads, because he has two kids and he might have another one coming on the way.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dude.